Welcome to Cogcast, a micro 5-minute audio show of thematic learning topics powered by one of our 52 Cognitize story cards. Cognitize. Learn, share, grow, repeat.
To acquire knowledge, one must study, but to acquire wisdom, one must observe. Savant. I think it's an amazing talent to be able to help people to flourish and to grow and to blossom, and sometimes to take a chance on the outsider, the underdog. And I've been really blessed in my career that I've had people that have done that for me. They've seen me as less experienced or perhaps a little bit raw in some situations, but they've still taken it upon themselves to support me and to give me a chance to do things. You know, one of the early stages in my career that I was working when I was in my late teens, I had a guy that I worked for called Kenny McCarthy, who was a fabulous guy and sadly no longer with us, but he was very much somebody that supported the underdog, one that gave people an opportunity. But he was really good at observing, he was really good at studying, and he wasn't necessarily somebody who you would describe as a really, really obvious reflector, because he was quite gobby, quite mouthy in his style and the way in which he did things. He was a very much a kind of Gallus Paisley boy from the west of Scotland, if any of you are familiar with that part of the world. But what he was amazing at was spotting talent. I always think if this guy had been a sports scout, he could have found the best players in the park, even with very limited knowledge of the sport, because he had a really great eye for spotting potential. And I think that's why we got on really well, was that he reckoned that I was raw but had some potential to try to do something.
Cognitize. 52 cards of limitless learning, all powered by kindness. It's a personal development tool. It's a mental health support solution. It features hundreds of soul-stirring speakers and thought leaders. It connects people. It helps learning stick through shared conversations and the gift of story. It creates joy. It focuses on abundance. It's Cognitize. Learn, share, grow, repeat.
But he used a really interesting way of doing it. He wouldn't just quite jump straight in and fix stuff for you or do it for you. He would ask you what you thought. He would ask you what you thought good should look like. But I think in the back of his head, he always had a model of good practice of what better would look like. And he would very much help you to see the person that you could become, rather than just simply telling you that I believe in you. He would somehow sow the grains to help you to blossom and to find that way yourself, rather than just simply telling you how to do it. Because that's sometimes the easiest and quickest thing to do. It's sometimes why people don't delegate, because they think, well, it's quicker to do it myself. But actually, the reality of doing that is you're not really helping people to grow and to blossom. All you're doing is fixing it for them. So he was very much an engager, a bit of an arse kicker sometimes, that he would be quite direct, but he would never tell you what to do. He would always observe what you're doing. He would always kind of almost record it through his eyes that you could see him watching you, and he would classify what really good would look like and determine how you could do that in future, and just simply ask you those amazing questions like, how else could you have done that? How could you do this better? If I gave you 20 minutes to go and fix this, what would you go and do with it? You're never ever instructing and telling, but always enabling you to find a way that you could do it different. And that's why he was so good at helping you to acquire wisdom. And I think some of the wisdom that I have is not just because I've acquired knowledge and studied. It's because I observe and I stand back and I notice. And when I notice, I try to help other people to find that in themselves by not telling them how to do things, but by asking them, what could they do differently?